Nightmare has come to Montana. Nightmare is a 21-month-old Red Wolf hybrid that is believed to be the world's first knapweed-sniffing dog. Now, knapweed's a kind of kudzu vine of the northern climes. It's a transplant, literally, a noxious weed from the Russian steppes that's been choking out native plants and wildlife from Washington through Idaho. Authorities in Montana are training Nightmare for the fight against knapweed. They hope he'll be ready for the battle by this spring. Hal Steiner of the Rocky Mountain Command Dogs near Bozeman, Montana, is his trainer. Mr. Steiner, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us today.
Now, what are the advantages of training a dog to sniff out knapweed?
Well, the plant in its early stages is very small, mm-hmm. and their best technology they have now, they've tried satellite imagery and all types of other technologies, is basically to line a bunch of people up and walk across a big field. And if you've been in the rangelands of Montana, you know that that's looking for worse than a needle in a haystack. So we feel that the dog can come to our aid and detect knapweed far superior, just like we do with narcotics dogs or whatever else. We'll use the dog's olfactory senses to locate these small growth weed populations, mm-hmm. and that'll allow them to fight the problem a lot better.
Because their olfactory senses are a lot better.
Dogs are incredible. They can smell approximately one part urine to 144,000 parts of water. They're macrosomatic animals, which means they smell one thing. They smell it one thing at a time.
How do you train a dog to sniff out something above everything else?
Well, we first start off by not playing games that most people play with their dogs. Our dogs are, you know, highly trained professional work dogs. They spend their time either in an aircraft kennel or on the field or in the field being trained so that we can clinically get the animal to pick up on one scent.
Mr. Steiner, do you happen to know what happens when Nightmare finds knapweed?
We're fairly early in these stages. She drags me around our horse arena. We have a setup there where we put individual scents. And she's starting to dig at the cinder blocks is what we use to hide the knapweed in. Mm-hmm. And she's starting to dig, and she's starting to cry and bark at it. And she's hitting high 90% right now on that type of training.
And does Nightmare go along with a human being?
Yes. We'll have a handler. She'll be attached to a GPS system. She's going to be trained to stay at a knapweed plant, dig at it, bark 10 acres at a time, and it's a big state.
Is Nightmare anywhere near you?
Nightmare's here in the front office. Yes, she is. You say something for us, honey? That's Nightmare right there.
Aww. Well, Mr. Steiner, thanks very much.
I'm sorry, sir. It's a little loud back here.
That's all right. Nice talking to you, Mr. Steiner.
Thank you very much.
Hal Steiner is a veteran professional dog trainer who's training Nightmare to find knapweed before that plant overruns Montana.